incredibly exciting.
It's really about
as a developer, that's an amazing feeling to have.
Evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the latest PS5. I think it's episode 157, if I'm correct. Yep, I'm your host, Sunny Sangera. It's a little bit different this week. Alex is unavailable due to scheduling reasons. We tried so many times to record it, and in hindsight, the idea was floated to watch the Gran Turismo film together and then record after. And when I look back now, I think we should have done that. But what we did is we watched a Gran Turismo film, came back, and then ate McDonald's, carried on drinking, and yeah, we did that. Anyway, I'm here this week, and we're going to go through news, we're going to go through more news, and we're going to go through more news. So what we're going to go through this week, we've got new gameplay information for Spider-Man 2, which has come to light courtesy of the PlayStation Store game listing. So it's only right that I swing around those details. Hey. We stay with Rockstar for a third week in a row in the news segment as Red Dead Redemption is put through its paces. Executives can't stop talking about The Last of Us on HBO. So what has Craig Mazin, the director, talked about this week? And Quantum Error, a game that has been closely affiliated with the latest PS5 right from reveal to going gold and to now finally being dated. So we can finally celebrate as that game is coming soon. As I mentioned, Alex is not on the show, so we don't know what he's been playing. We know he finished Spider-Man the other week. As for myself, now, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to tell you, I am one. I repeat, one trophy away from platinum on Football Manager. Oof, can't wait. I'm so close. I just need to get promotion with a team, you know, and then that's it. So hopefully that pops next week, by next week. So we will see on that. And I've also been playing Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Still great game, highly recommended. If you are going to play it, I recommend performance mode. If your TV can do it, the game just is so good. The combat is so good. And I highly recommend that one. Now, usually at this point, we look back on gaming history, but Alex isn't here this week, so there's no point. Because I just can't be asked, man. So we're going to get straight into the news with story number one. Craig Mazin, the showrunner for The Last of Us HBO series, has suggested that the post-apocalyptic drama could run for as many as 4 seasons, although it all depends on how the story progresses. Ooh, already there, you know, potentially. Speaking with The Hollywood Reporter, Mazin revealed that 4 seasons is a good number while discussing the topic of a budget increase for The Last of Us Season 2. There's always a budget bump, and there's a discussion about why it's not enough of a budget bump. For as long as I've been doing this, I have never, ever, not once, been in a situation where I was like, what I need is this. And they're like, okay, it eventually gets to this, holds hands at same level, so I'm not concerned about that. Even if we have a principled debate about what is required to execute a second season, a third season, a fourth season, what I always know is that they are always working in good faith and appreciate the creative value of the show. Mazin was then asked if 4 seasons was planned out by Naughty Dog's Neil Druckmann and himself as part of the overall visions for the show, to which he replied, I was aware that I mentioned that. You never know. It can end up being 3 or 5, but 4 seems like a good number. Some seasons, because of the story we're telling, will need fewer episodes and some will need more. Speaking in the same interview, Mazin indicated that the actress for Abby has already been chosen, although an official announcement for the casting hasn't been announced yet. The Last of Us HBO is currently in production for its second season, but with the WGA strike, there's no word yet on when it will air. See, this is why you need Alex on the show. He loves this sort of stuff, especially The Last of Us on HBO. But what we find out here is, you know, they're looking far ahead. So what we already know is the game, the first game is done. in the first season. And they've already stated that The Last of Us Part 2 will be spread out over 2 seasons. So if he's saying 4 is a good number, that's Last of Us Part 1 and The Last of Us Part 2 done across 3 seasons. So the question, ladies and gentlemen, is what would be in that 4th season? Now, at the same time, we spoke about it last week, Neil Druckmann has changed his standing in Naughty Dog. You know, he is going to become president, but at the same time, he is writing and directing an unannounced project, which, let's be honest, we know is going to be The Last of Us Part 3, right? Because you want to time it. By the time that game is developed and it comes out, will be round about the time as well where you're going to want to have the final season, really, of The Last of Us on HBO, potentially. So we don't know what's happening. Obviously, because of the strike, everything is being affected. Even Gran Turismo is being affected because, obviously, the actors can't promote the film. And at the same time, excuse the laptop. At the same time, they can't move forward with announcing casts and filming and getting into production of Season 2 of The Last of Us because of the strike. Obviously, here on the latest PS5, you guys know right from the announcement of The Last of Us coming to HBO through the episodes and reviews to The Last of Us Season 2 rumours, we will always keep you up to date with everything The Last of Us on HBO. Rockstar Games' Red Dead Redemption has caught a lot of flack recently for its bare-bones PS4 and Nintendo Switch port, but that doesn't seem to have stunted interest in the game as it's managed to land itself the top spot for the trending games on the PlayStation Store. Red Dead Redemption attracted a lot of criticism from gamers due to its $50 price point, which isn't exactly attractive considering it's not a remake or even a proper remaster. However, 2K boss Strauss Zelnick defended the price, saying it's commercially accurate. Obviously, this is something we all spoke about last week. But this is where we didn't talk about, obviously, because we've had all information coming out about technology. The PlayStation Store listing for Red Dead Redemption on PS4 confirms Rockstar Games' Cowboy Epic will be enhanced for PS4 Pro. Crucially, this means that 4K support is very likely for us PlayStation owners. We then move on. The YouTuber PlayStation Tester has taken Red Dead Redemption on PS4 for a spin to find out just how the game performs via PS5 backwards compatibility, and the results are in with the game running at 4K 30 frames per second. Furthermore, the wizards at Digital Foundry have put Red Dead Redemption on PS4 under the microscope, and while there's no 60 frames per second to speak of, as previously reported, there are a number of advantages to be found over the Xbox Series X version of the Wild West romp. As detailed by the Digital Foundry team, image quality on the PS4 version of Red Dead Redemption is much clearer when compared to the Xbox versions. The report states that even with the Xbox Series X running at 2160p with 2x MSAA, there's noticeable jagged edges, while the PS4 version boasts sharp and solid geometric elements and foliage. Furthermore, shadow quality is still messy at a distance on Xbox Series X, whereas when running on PS5 backwards compatibility, Red Dead Redemption sees resolution boosted with much higher resolution shadow maps in every scenario. Boom. I mean, I'm still miffed that it's not a remaster. I think everybody who's listening is probably, who was interested in that game, is miffed that it's not a remaster. But it's nice to know that it still looks better on the PlayStation as a PS4 port than it does running on the Xbox. Hey! But again, you know, $50 for a game. If I was you guys, I would just wait. Wait a year, it'll be on a Black Friday deal if you can't wait that long. And if you wait a year, maybe it'll hit PlayStation Plus. So, you know, keep your cowboy hats on, hold firm, don't spend that $50, because if you keep buying it, and if the rumored Grand Theft Auto 4 re-release is coming out, it's safe to say it won't be a remaster or a remake, but it will be just like this. It will be a port, and we do not want ports. We want proper games. Okay, number 3. Gamescom Opening Night Live 2023 is just around the corner, but host Jeff Keighley has revealed during a chat with VGC that this year's event is less about announcing new projects and more about providing updates on existing titles. It's going to be an exciting show with new looks at many announced upcoming games like Alan Wake 2 and Black Myth Wukong. This year's Opening Night Live is less about announcing brand new projects and more about giving fans updates on some of the biggest games due out over the next year. Just a reminder that even though Sony will not be attending Gamescom in an official capacity, it can still have projects shown during the Opening Night Live showcase. I mean, we've been burned many times, and I think everybody gets burned, whether it be a PlayStation showcase or the Game Awards or Summer Games, for anything really, because, you know, the hype levels go through the roof. We expect something, and Gamescom and the Summer Games Fest have always been average at best, you know, so not expecting a lot in terms of big new announcements from Gamescom, but it would be nice to get updates. You know, there has been titles that have already been announced that have said they're going to be on Opening Night Live, so it'll be cool to see new gameplay elements. You know, it's always nice to see how the visuals are looking, how the gameplay is moving, how the animations are working on these projects. You know, for me, I would love to see Star Wars Outlaw. You know, I think that game looks really, really cool. It would be great to be a nice little surprise to see Spider-Man 2, a new gameplay trailer in there. You know, Sony always has something at Gamescom Opening Night Live, whether it be a small trailer or somebody on stage talking about a particular project. So fingers crossed that we have a Sony presence. And if I was to put my money on it, I would say, yes, we will have a Sony preference. Do you know what? I'm really flying through these news stories, man. It's crazy. All right, guys, number four, and I was just talking about Spider-Man 2, so let's carry on. The PlayStation Store has updated its listing for Marvel Spider-Man 2, offering a glimpse at some of the game's accessibility options in the process. Info on the accessibility features is featured in the Q&A at the bottom of the page, revealing the following are supported in Marvel's Spider-Man 2. Audio. Screen reader support will read aloud all on-screen text in menus. Captions. On-screen captions and audio descriptions are available for cinematic scenes. Gameplay, and this is where it's interesting. You can choose to slow down the action to 70%, 50%, or 30% of the full speed, switching back to regular speed at any time. Marvel Spider-Man 2 takes place around 9 months after the events of Marvel Spider-Man Miles Morales and sees Peter Parker and Miles Morales teaming up to take down a new threat in New York. The wall-crawling superheroes find themselves up against supervillains including Kraven the Hunter and Venom, with the latter infusing Peter's suit with new powers, bringing out a more aggressive side to his personality. Marvel Spider-Man 2 is scheduled for release on October 20th, 2023 for PlayStation 5. That game is going to be huge, ladies and gentlemen, so much so that Alan Wake even moved its release date by 10 days and will now launch on the 27th of October, just to get the hell out of the way of Spider-Man 2. Now, obviously, we know that it's going to have great accessibility options. Sony's first-party games always do. But the fact that you can now slow down the action to 70%, 50%, or 30% is such a neat little, like, feature for people. Not just people who may need it for accessibility, but people who are really struggling in the game. You know, if you're struggling, not me, before any of you are thinking, because I platinum these Spider-Man games. But if you're struggling in a boss battle or a sequence or, you know, a gang, taking out a gang on a rooftop, you can slow down that speed. You know, you will be the equivalent of Alex in Tekken. I think this would help him. He'd have to slow it down to, you know, 30% of full speed because he's shit. You know, he's not fast enough. So if you're on that level, you're going to have a great time with Spider-Man 2 to get through them. But, you know, if you're on my level, you're going to be platinum this with your eyes closed, ladies and gentlemen. Do not worry. Okay, number five. Quantum Error will officially launch on November 3rd, 2023. Developer Team Kill Media announced with a new story trailer that reveals a lot more about the plot than we previously knew. Mainly that you'll be stepping into the boots of a futuristic firefighter who will be swapping between a high-powered hose and a shotgun to save as many people as he can. The trailer also showcased plenty of the horrors that players will have to face during their time in the Quantum Age. Team Kill Media also confirmed that its upcoming horror shooter Quantum Era will not have any platform exclusive content, nor will it include microtransactions, and is a full, complete game. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we've had a close affiliation with Team Kill Media and Quantum Era. We're excited for it. You know, it's old school horror shooter set in space. You know, it's got a bit of Event Horizon mixed in with so many other factors. We're excited to play the game, and I'm sure you guys are as well. If you haven't seen it, go to the PlayStation YouTube channel or search Quantum Era or Team Kill Media and watch a trailer. It is messed up. Nothing like it on the market. You know, your closest thing is going to be Dead Space Remake or the Callisto Protocol, but they're totally different to this. This is literally gung-ho crazy in that setting. So I highly recommend that you watch the trailer and see what you think. And November 3rd, we finally have a date for the game. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going live on this one. Just broken as I was recording on the PlayStation blog. Attention, PlayStation players. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 releases on Friday, the November 10th. Get intel on some of the features coming to Modern Warfare 3 and learn more about every available game edition on PlayStation plus pre-order benefits you'll earn between now and the game's launch. So let's start with the campaign. So before we get into all this, ladies and gentlemen, Modern Warfare 3 has officially been announced, even though for months and months we've unofficially been talking about it on this show because it leaked and leaked and leaked like crazy. So this is all official now. So let's talk about the campaign. Adapt or die in a fight against the ultimate threat. In the direct sequel to the record-breaking Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Captain Price and Task Force 141 face off against the ultimate threat. The ultra-nationalist Vladimir Makarov is extending his grasp across the world, causing Task Force 141 to fight like never before. Open combat missions. Combat means making choices. In addition to signature cinematic Call of Duty campaign missions, Modern Warfare 3 introduces open combat missions that provide more player choice than ever before. Utilize night vision goggles and silenced weaponry for a covert approach, or enhance your protection with additional armor plates and engage the targets directly. The expansive mission environment offers you the freedom to tackle your objective from multiple angles. Play how you want, and open combat missions will support it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to the show, you know I love COD campaigns. I play them every year. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. It's fun. It's just a giant set-piece action game. So to hear that they're really opening it up and offering something different for the campaign with open mission structure, it's exciting. You know, I was getting bored with Modern Warfare 2 as I was playing through it. So I'm excited to try this one. Let's move on to multiplayer. It's time to settle old scores and start new ones. Modern Warfare 3 celebrates the 20th anniversary of Call of Duty with one of the greatest collections of Modern Warfare multiplayer maps ever assembled, both fan favorites and all new ones. All 16 launch maps from the original Modern Warfare 2 in 2009 have been modernized with new modes and gameplay features and will be available at launch to get everyone started. While over 12 all-new core 6v6 maps will fuel post-launch live sessions. Afghan, Derail, Estate, Favela, Karachi, High-Rise, Invasion, Quarry, Rundown, Rust, Scrapyard, Skid Row, Subbase, Terminal, Underpass, Wasteland, all on day one. That sounds cool. The maps will keep their authenticity intact while infusing the latest tech, gameplay, modes, content, and more, including cutthroat new thrilling 3v3 modes. So that's 3v3 mode. I got all my threes mixed up then. Ground War and War modes return. Modern Warfare 3 will also launch with a new Ground War maps boasting innovative play spaces and the epic return and evolution of the popular war mode that first debuted in 2017's Call of Duty World War 2. These are composed of three brand new battle maps, large-scale locations where Modern Warfare 3's Ground War and Invasion game modes will be fought, and a single colossal war map. Tac Stance. Breach and clear with the new tactical stance feature, a perfect middle ground between hip fire and aiming down sights. Coming to Modern Warfare 3 tactical stance provides the perfect middle ground between mobility and accuracy. Here's what to expect from tac stance. Dynamically enter the position as you want. Dramatically increase your ADS movement speed while ADS, but in turn, your accuracy will be affected. You can fire in tac stance while sliding, designed for aggressive close quarter combat situations. Evolving loadouts. With Modern Warfare 3 comes new levels of customization to create a class. Get ready to build your loadout based on cutting-edge military helmets, gloves, tactical vests, boots, and more, allowing you to customize more aspects of your gameplay. Carry forward. A vast amount of content and weapon progression from Modern Warfare 2 will come with you to Modern Warfare 3. That means every multiplayer weapon you currently have in your Modern Warfare 2 arsenal, along with all the new weapons available in Modern Warfare 3, will be accessible to use on day one. That's huge. That is huge. Open world zombies. For the first time, team up with other squads to survive and fight massive hordes of the undead in the largest Call of Duty Zombies map ever. Modern Warfare Zombies, MWZ, tells a new Treyarch zombie story with missions, core zombie features, and secrets to discover. Ready up for an open-world PvE survival experience against some of the biggest enemies in Call of Duty history. So you can now pre-order on the PlayStation Store. So let's quickly go through what you get. Modern Warfare 3 Vault Edition, which is $100 or the equivalent in your region. Beyond including both the PlayStation 4 and PS5 versions of the game, the Vault Edition includes Campaign Early Access, which is a pre-order benefit, Open Beta Early Access, which is a pre-order benefit, Soap Operator Pack, Nemesis Operator Pack, two weapon vaults, Black Cell 1 Season, includes a Battle Pass, Black Cell Sector that includes 1,100 CP and 55 total battle token tier skips and more. Whew. Nemesis Operator Pack, which is the Vault Edition benefit. Players who pre-order the Vault Edition will receive four renowned multiplayer operators right on the game's launch: Captain Price, Ghost, Warden, and Makarov. Each operator comes in animated outfits themed for their faction. The Nemesis operator skins will also be available during the Modern Warfare 3 open beta. Okay, that's bollocks. I don't care about all that. That's still the Vault Edition. Okay, so then you got the Modern Warfare 3 Cross-Gen Edition, which is $70. And you get the Campaign Early Access, Open Beta Early Access, the Soap Operator Pack. You have access to Modern Warfare 3 on PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4. And from that price, you can upgrade to the Vault Edition for $30. Do-do-do-do. PlayStation players who digitally pre-order Modern Warfare 3 can gear up for an early taste of the campaign. Fight against the ultimate threat up to 1 week prior to the game launch. Anyone who digitally pre-orders Modern Warfare 3 can prepare for campaign early access. That's cool. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Modern Warfare 3 has officially been announced. I'm excited. As I mentioned, I'm only going to play the campaign. But, you know, some of the multiplayer modes sound cool. You know, so I might actually give it a blast. It's been a while since I've gone back to there, you know, so yeah, who knows. But Modern Warfare 3, ladies and gentlemen, it's coming November 10th. Okay, so Alex isn't here. So obviously the PlayStation Platinum question or the Nintendo question can't happen because obviously he's not here. So we're going to look at the charts, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a PlayStation-dominated first-party chart in the UK once again. So at number 10, Gran Turismo 7. At number 9, Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate. At number 8, Pikmin 4. At number 7, you got Minecraft. At number 6, Hogwarts Legacy. At number 5, this is the real reason why Alex didn't turn up, ladies and gentlemen, because last week it was number 10. And on the latest PSX, we talked the charts and how Grand Theft Auto 5 topped both the American and European charts for last month. Well, it's climbed 5 spaces last week in the UK. It is number 5. At number 4 is some shit game called Tears of the Kingdom. At number 3, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which isn't selling. It's just in the chart because it's bundled with the Switch. At number 2 is last week's number 2, which is FIFA 23. And at number 1, and it holds number 1 for a second week, Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're thinking, why is that back at number one? I told you last week, it's bundled with the PlayStation 5, which is still selling like hotcakes in the UK. And that's why it's there. God of War, which was in the chart last week, falls out to number 14. In PS5 news, PS5's fortune seemed to be taking a significant shot in the arm thanks to the recent price cut and stock availability, with the console having sold three times as many units in Germany during the first half of 2023 than it managed last year. Madness. So yeah, we all know the PS5 is selling like crazy, so yeah, it's great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's usually a much longer show than this because obviously there's me and Alex and we can talk and discuss the news and, you know, bounce off ideas and have different opinions, you know, and listen to each other as we're talking. But obviously it's kind of hard to do that when there's only one person, which is me. So I'm going to close this show by saying Alex will be back next week, so we'll have much more in-depth news and charts. We'll have the PlayStation Platinum question. You know I'm still at 31-0, right? 31 PlayStation questions. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you remember some of these questions, I'm just going to bring up a list of some of the questions I've been asked in the past because I wanted to keep track of these dumb questions. So the first question: do you know what the black PlayStation was called? Of course I did, but do you know? I'm not telling you the answer to that. But do you know what the black PlayStation 1 was called? He then asked me in question 2, name the PSP launch. How are you supposed to remember the PSP launch? But I did, and I got it right. Wanted to know what the Heavenly Sword engine was called. The PlayStation 1 engine. He was asking about... oh, do you remember this one, ladies and gentlemen? Name every mainstream Gran Turismo game. Really? That wasn't just 1, 2, 3, 4. This was the prologues. This was the flipping PSP games. Oh, my God. Then it asked about PS3 USB ports. Launch. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Launch PlayStation Plus games. Yes, he asked me. When I say he, one of you lot asked me to name the launch PlayStation Plus games. What the hell is going on there? Also, the two best-selling PlayStation 1 games of all time. PlayStation console sales in the first month. Wanted to know when the PlayStation 1 was discontinued. Had to finish slogans. You know, three games from the first ever State of Play. Ladies and gentlemen, imagine sitting there and getting asked this question. Name me three games that were shown in the first ever PlayStation State of Play. Really? Really? Okay. You know, and yeah, there were some more manic questions. We're not going to get into all that, obviously. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, with that being said, thank you very much for listening this week. If you want to get access to more episodes each and every week, click the link in the description. You can have a 7-day free trial to our Patreon, where we record multiple shows every week and you get them ad-free and you get them earlier than what they do when they turn up on Apple Podcast or SoundCloud or Spotify or Podbean, wherever you listen to this on free feeds. You get it 2 days advertisement free and video form on Patreon. Also, head to YouTube. Link is in the description. Subscribe to our channel. We got loads of videos on there, including our recent Gran Turismo trip. Short video with our reviews on the Gran Turismo film there. Did Alex like it or did he hate it? Like he said he was going to. Watch that video. Click the link in the description. With that being said, thank you very much for listening to this week. My throat is hurting. Good night, everybody. And that platinum for Football Manager is coming.